What is disinformation? It is information given out as misleading, to give a wrong impression or idea. Disinformation is usually provided by government organizations. Propaganda is used to rival media and power. How does disinformation impact a community? If disinformation is given out to the wrong hands, it can affect people's decisions and greatly hurt their health and mental sobriety. Disinformation causes others to believe in something that isn't true, like certain vaccines can influence harm to yourself, or medical treatments are needed or not needed. This also implies the effect onto grades lowering from misleading information. Studies have found due to disinformation, many citizens are consuming less information overall, even from trusted and reliable sources. Find and describe a recent real-world example where disinformation impacted a community. In an article titled, Maryland Bill That Would Codify Abortion Rights Draws Backlash from Anti-Abortion Groups, this disinformation placed in many anti-abortion websites reported that there was a bill being considered by the Maryland state legislature to legalize infanticide. Basically, it's the right to kill a baby 1 year after birth. This news was then published on many news broadcastings, articles, and websites, even on SBN, CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network. Their headline was that the bill was allowing infanticide of a baby of 28 days, about 4 weeks, after birth. Although another post said infanticide of a baby 1 month after birth. Maryland legislators considering two bills. One of the Declaration of Rights, the right to reproductive liberty. Second, Pregnant Persons Freedom Act of 2022, which would protect a person with child and health care provider from any criminal charges for ending a pregnancy or pregnancy loss. Snopes reached out to the bill's sponsor delegate, Nicole Williams, who said the bill would not legalize infant homicide in Maryland, which wasn't even the intent. The intent of the bill was to protect pregnant women from being charged or held liable in civil court in an event of terminating the pregnancy or the loss of their baby, such as miscarriages or stillbirths. Killing a baby would be homicide, William concludes to say. The bill doesn't seek to modify any of our laws. The whole of this bill was to prevent a similar case in Oklahoma. Brittany Pula, a woman convicted of first-degree manslaughter after having a saddened miscarriage. She was accused of taking a pill during her pregnancy, methamphetamine, to cause the loss of her unborn child. But truly, it was a placenta abruption that caused the miscarriage. She and many other cases accused strong mothers of murder, even though it was a scarce miscarriage. The sought-out reason and need for this bill is not to criminalize mothers undergoing a miscarriage, and of course not to make homicide legal. Now I'm going to show you an example of my experience on how disinformation impacted my community. When COVID first started to rise in cases, many of my family members were reading fake news in Hungary, that the vaccine was deadly, and so on and so forth, resulting in some of my family not getting the vaccine and some others getting the doses. There were many fights about what was wrong and what was right, what research was reliable and what was fueled with misleading information. Every time someone brings up the topic, the air gets tense, so we just let each other have our own views and opinions. How would you help your fellow classmates identify and stop the spread of disinformation? If they are truly interested in a certain piece of information, I would simply tell them to find a recognizable and reliable source to research the information. Rather than trusting everything you hear on the news, learn from a reputable source or network.